From KUOW, this is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. When somebody asks about your day, you can't help but decide what you will not discuss. And that decision is at the heart of good storytelling. That's according to documentary filmmaker Ken Burns. His latest film is called The Roosevelts, An Intimate History. Jeannie Yandel spoke with Ken Burns earlier this month. He told her why he thought the three Roosevelts, Theodore, Eleanor, and Franklin, were fodder for a good story, and what that has to do with answering the question, how was your day?
It's a wonderful, wonderful, complex story that is as relevant today as it was when it was happening. The foremost questions of the day when Theodore Roosevelt was president, as they were when Franklin Roosevelt, are our questions. What is the role of government? What can a citizen expect from that government? What is the nature of leadership? All of these things subsume the Roosevelts' two administrations and our present day. And so in some ways, the Roosevelts seem perhaps at first blush to be sort of distant American history, and they turn out to be utterly contemporary. And that's what I like about history, is the sense that it's not, as Faulkner says, not was, but is.
This documentary is in seven parts. It's 14 hours long. You're asking a lot of your audience.
I don't think so. I've been told this since the very beginning of my professional life. When the Civil War came out in 1990, the critics said, it's terrific, but no one will watch because we live in an age of MTV cutting. Our attention span is down to just a couple of minutes. Then 17 years later, we made a series on the Second World War called The War, and people said, oh, no, this is the YouTube generation nobody wants. All meaning for every human being accrues in duration. In fact, one of the ways that we deal with this avalanche of information is that we now binge watch things. I feel like I've been completely vindicated. People sit and want to own their experience. I mean, they're always blaming it on the kids these days. Well, these kids lined up at midnight for Harry Potter books that take each one of them longer than any one of the series that I've ever done to read. 18 and a half hours is my, you know, my max at baseball, and an upcoming one on the war in Vietnam. But the kids do it all the time. We the relationships you care about, the work you're proudest of, has benefited from your sustained attention. The thing that I like the most is to deep dive into something, and that's true for everybody, whether you're a fisherman, a gardener, or you're consuming media. It's that binge watching that we're doing with The House of Cards and Orange is the New Black, and I would submit the Roosevelts.
I'm talking with Ken Burns. He's a documentarian. If you're listening to public radio, you're probably familiar with his work, and his latest project is called The Roosevelts, An Intimate History. It's 14 hours long, seven parts. I saw a video of you recently talking about Abraham Lincoln winning the Civil War and then finding time to go to the theater as the makings of a great story.
Yeah, it is.
Why?
Shelby Foote called me up once, and I was talking to him about some struggles I had in the editing room, what to leave out, what to put in, how to sequence things chronologically or otherwise. And he said, God is the greatest dramatist. And what happens is the laws of storytelling apply to Steven Spielberg the same as they apply to me. I'm a storyteller, and so at the essence of a story is to say, I need to edit. Honey, how is your day? Does not begin, I back slowly down the driveway, avoiding the garbage can at the curb, unless somebody rams you, and in which case that's exactly how you tell it. But I just feel that what human beings do is spend most of their lives ignoring the principal fact of our existence, which is it doesn't last forever. In other words, none of us are getting out of this alive. But storytelling is the way we keep that wolf from the door. We edit our experience, and we tell other people our experience, and we listen to other people telling their experience, and we are brought closer together. That's the whole point of storytelling. It's the point of art. It's the point of faith and religion. It's how to bind us back to a larger thing bigger than ourselves. And that's why when somebody says, how was your day, you don't begin it with a complete recitation of the blow-by-blow of the day. You edit, and by editing it, you engage with the human race.
You've brought up Harry Potter, and you've brought up Steven Spielberg. And in the stories that Steven Spielberg tells and the stories that J.K. Rowling was able to tell, they could make things up. Mm-hmm. Harry Potter got to go to a special school for wizards in the English countryside. That was a great story. What is it for you that you keep finding in history?
I think that You know, we live in an age where we're really so dialectically preoccupied. Everything is gay or straight, young or old, male or female, black or white, rich or poor, north, south, east, west. We make distinctions. It's part of that superficial conventional wisdom that we try to superimpose over everything just to sort of make things explainable. We want distinctions, and yet we miss the fact that we share most things in common, human beings. And stories, particularly ones in the past, help us have a sane and civil conversation at this level of politics. We know where our politics has devolved to today, but every one of those people who are yelling and shouting at each other and saying the worst possible things all think Abraham Lincoln is pretty great. So if you can start with Abraham Lincoln, then history is a table around which you can have a civil discourse. And that's what I've tried to do all my life. Yes, when we say history, once again, the superficial conventional wisdom response is that's castor oil, it's broccoli, something I know is good for me but not good tasting. And I actually happen to love broccoli. Maybe that's my problem. But it's actually, when done well, it's there's nothing newer than history. It's a funny sort of thing. And those of us who know history are armed in really important ways to deal with the present. We can put things in perspective. Things aren't as bad or aren't as good as we think they are, based on just the accumulation of human experience. And so I think it's the place to be. I mean, I give a lot of commencement addresses, and I always tell them, you know, people say, don't, whatever you do, don't tell them their future lies ahead of them. Go, okay, your future lies behind you. In the past, you don't yet know.
I have to ask you about the future, Ken Burns. You talked about how we take in information, how we're constantly flitting from one source to another. And it seems like one of the things that we keep returning to as a society is what our future will look like. Yeah. We have all of these movies that show us our dystopian futures. There are science fiction books. There are TED Talks, all of these things that look at our future. Why do you think we're so preoccupied with the notion of what our future looks like?
Because we're bored, I think. We don't live in the moment. We don't actually inhabit this moment. We have the luxury, as a result of this time, we think, to indulge in these dystopian fantasies. How many times I've seen the White House blown up in the last, or the Capitol building, or the Empire State Building in the last few years. How often we've been able to exhibit it actually flirts with dilettantism, a kind of depravity about the fact that there's something deeply unsatisfying about where we are now. All of that is always mitigated and sort of cured by paying attention to the present. And I just think, you know, just pay attention. Look up at the sky. Emily Dickinson called all sunrises and sunsets far theatricals of day. I try to check it out every day, you know, and you feel a little bit better. There's a kind of constancy. But the worry about the future means that the obsession with the future means that you are not living in a present, and therefore you cannot be an agent of whatever that future will be. And paradoxically, those who study the past, it seems to me, and I don't mean study as homework, but people who are investigating the past or have an understanding of it are actually prepared, and you become committed. I feel more optimistic from a lifetime spent in history, and often this is terrible history. Horrible things happened in the Depression and the Second World War and the Civil War and all the stuff that I've dealt with. But I feel hugely optimistic about that future. We'll figure it out. And if we don't, the only thing I can have is the joy of feeling optimistic.
Documentarian Ken Burns spoke with Jeannie Yandel. Burns' most recent film is called The Roosevelts, An Intimate History. It airs starting this Sunday at 8 on KCTS-TV in Seattle and on other PBS stations around the country.